Caroline, Willie, D-Mace. We are brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older. And in Tennessee to bet. We're live out here at Ford Eye Center in Bellevue. Day two of Predators training camp. And joining us now is Predators new addition, Luke Shen. Welcome to Nashville, first of all.
Thank you.
We talked to Barry Trotz yesterday, and he talked about getting back to the Predator DNA, Predator way, getting back to our identity. In your time here, what have you found is that Predator DNA?
Well, I mean, from an outsider perspective, obviously I played against the Preds for a number of years, and I always thought the DNA was just sort of like a relentless team out there. I mean, in the years past, arguably maybe not the most skilled teams at times, not saying they don't have skill, but just, you know, throughout the lineup. But mm-hmm. The one thing that they're going to bring every night is that work ethic and, just make you grind the whole 60 minutes of a game. And coming into Bridgestone Arena, it's as a visitor, it's always a really tough place to play. Great crowd, great energy. And I always love coming here, obviously for the city and everything on the road, but coming into that building, it's not a great place to play. And I think that's something they want to establish and get back to is, make it a not enjoyable place for visiting teams. And they're talking about culture and kind of getting that identity back. So just real glad to be here.
And part of that culture that Barry's talked about so much, he's used this term, all the way going back to kind of free agency period right around the draft, is bringing in serial winners, that they want to bring up kind of this youth movement, but they want them to be influenced by guys that have been around the game and have had a lot of success in the game. So what have you brought into this organization that you believe gives this team that serial winner kind of edge?
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice compliment, obviously, when you're thought of in that conversation. It's, you appreciate hearing things like that. But, yeah, I mean, been fortunate enough to, have some highs in my career as far as, being on winning teams. And you understand sort of what that culture is like and what goes into it and just how hard it is. And, it's when you talk about culture, to me, it's, you could sit there and it's not a one-sentence answer or nothing like that. When you talk about it, it's a number of things that go into it, whether it's guys putting extra work on the ice or how they prepare in the gym or just kind of the extra little details, but also, how they show up at the rink and the conversations that are had outside the rink, whether that's dinner on the road. And, it's just a good, you want good attitudes around there and guys with common goals, and conversations are a lot different than they are in, not successful teams and franchises. So I think that's part of it. You want to bring in guys who have, had the opportunity to win and just, show what it's all about, and we got to continue to earn it, but hopefully it rubs off on some guys who are working their way into the league, and we all want to be part of it together.
We're talking to the Nashville Predators new addition, Luke Shen. Now, Luke, we had a chance to talk with Barry yesterday, and we asked him the same question about the culture, how long, what's the timetable. In your experience, coming in, when you come into a new team, how long does it usually take for that sort of chemistry to build, for that identity to be set? Is there a timetable, or is it just, hey, listen, we go and eventually we'll know when everything is on point?
Well, I think it's a day-by-day process. I think, the more guys commit to it, the quicker it happens. But the one thing I think, trying to form that identity and that culture, it's a really hard thing to get traction on, to be honest with you. I mean, it's one of those things that it's hard to achieve and establish. It's once you do establish it, I mean, it's even harder to keep, because you don't want to have guys get complacent and take it for granted. And to me, it's a really easy thing to lose too. I mean, you have a couple guys who don't bring the right attitude, and it can maybe rub off some negativity on other guys, and next thing it's filtering the room and guys are not putting in the effort or doing less. So I think you want to answer your question, I don't know if there's a timetable you could put on it. I think it's a day-by-day thing, and you want to continue to show up and do the right thing and be a good teammate and feel everyone, make everyone feel a part of it and include it. And it doesn't matter if you're an older veteran guy or a top scorer or a guy in the lineup or a call-up from the American Hockey League. It's you want everyone to feel a part of it, and you're going to get more out of guys when they feel like they're a part of the culture and the identity.
Now, Coach Brunette it seems like he wants to play a faster version of hockey. Barry mentioned that as well. What is your definition of a faster version of hockey? Because the GM had two different versions. One, yes, we can be faster as a team, meaning skating faster, but also what I think he was sort of relaying it, we want to get faster, the puck moving up the ice faster.
Yeah, I would agree with you know, both, but I think in particular the second thing. I think I think when you talk about speed, it's speed through the puck. I mean, everyone's fast in the league, or majority of guys, maybe not myself, but you know, you can play fast through the puck, and I think that's, you know, being assertive and being a, you know, erring on the side of aggression rather than, you know, being passive. If sometimes if you play in your heels a little bit, you know, any sport, I'm sure you can attest to it. Yeah. You know, you're half a step off and you look slow. And sometimes if you're just kind of, you know, on top of things, thinking the game at a higher level and a higher speed, then, you know, it looks like you got a little more jump and, you know, things happen a little quicker out there. But I think, like what you alluded to, it's speed through the puck, making decisions quick and, you know, as a defenseman, we got a lot of fast forwards too, so it's kind of getting going north as soon as possible. And yeah, they're doing a great job preaching it. It's a fun way to play. It's you know, you're able to be creative and, you know, let guys' abilities show. So yeah, so far it's been great so far.
We're talking to Luke Shen, Predators defenseman. And Luke, I know it's just on the first couple days here, and then the scrimmage, you got a chance to skate with Roman Josi. What's that like? I mean, he's quite unique the way he moves around that ice. So when you're his partner, how do you feel your way out there?
Yeah, I mean, he's a special player. There's no question about that. He's you know, one of the best, if not the best, at, you know, what he does. And I was fortunate enough the last couple of years to play with guys who are similar to him. For fans who don't know, Quinn Hughes, a guy in Vancouver, he's a very similar sort of player. Morgan Riley in Toronto as well. And I guess to describe these players, I mean, they're really, really good skaters, and they get up the ice in a hurry. They're really good and dangerous in the ozone too. They're, you know, not afraid to make plays. They're good at walking the blue line. And yeah, for me, I feel fortunate to get a chance to play with a guy like Roman. You know, it's early in camp, so you never want to, you know, say anything cemented in stone or anything like that. But I do understand the way that these guys play, and they need the puck. And my job as a defenseman, a partner, is to just compliment them and try to get them the puck and, you know, communicate with them. But there's no question, these guys are, you know, when you talk about Roman, he's you know, the elite of the elite, and I think this whole organization's, you know, real proud to have him, obviously. And he's a great leader and a great captain and great person as well too. So yeah, he's not enjoyable to play against too, defending him.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Barry Trotz in the whole serial winner thing, he singles out Ryan McDonagh and yourself is stealing a couple of Stanley Cups from him when he was with the Islanders. He talks about, you know, points in series, you know, where, you know, the series can go either way, but, you know, that winning mentality of Tampa. So just being back with a guy like Donagh, what is that like? We've seen him for a year do his thing here. And, you know, you don't notice it every day. He's not going to do spectacular things, but over the long haul, you really see the influence he has.
It's personal for Barry.
Yeah, exactly. I don't blame him on that one. Hey, he got his ring in Washington, though. So he's
he did. He's got a ring.
Yeah, he does. But
yeah, he could smile when he was telling the story a little bit better.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. He hasn't been completely robbed. But yeah, obviously McDonagh, where do I start with a guy like that? I mean, he was a captain of the New York Rangers as an early guy at an early age. So that tells you enough in itself. When you're talking to a franchise like the New York Rangers and you pick a probably, what was he, 24, 25-year-old young defenseman to be your captain, that obviously shows that, you know, he shows up to the rink every day and does the right things. And the right things means, you know, exactly what I talked about earlier, making sure everyone feels involved and is accountable, but also taken care of, and young guys, he helps out. But on a personal note, he takes care of himself a lot too, does all the right things that you'd imagine a veteran pro would do. And you know, he's had the career he's had because he just does the right things day in and day out. Like you said, a lot of the stuff probably does go unnoticed. He's not the most flashy guy. I mean, you compare, you know, him and Roman, they're total opposite ends of the spectrum as far as, you know, what they do out there. But equally as effective, and we don't win cups in Tampa without Ryan McDonagh. He just competes every night. He plays so solid defensively. Does all the little details. He's great on the penalty kill, block shots. Really hard to play against, and I know Tampa really misses him too, and their loss is our gain, and we're happy to have him. And he's one of my good buddies, and a big reason why I wanted to come here is because guys like that are here, and you're not going to put up with being mediocre. You want to find a way to get better, and that's why you bring in guys like that. So yeah, there's guys like him. Ryan O'Reilly is another guy, guys who have won and do the right thing. So you know, obviously Trotsky's trying to establish something, and honored to be a part of that.
Now, have you discovered, or your teammates, the Immaculate Grid yet? And if so, how many times have you put yourself or Hal Gill in the grid, because have you heard of this thing?
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh,
oh, it's a blast.
You're going to be great at this game. And you got to introduce this to the locker room if nobody else has done this, because we're addicted to it. Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. We'll show you when it's over, but it is basically a grid, and they give you two teams.
Okay.
And you have to find a player that's played for both teams.
Oh.
And so yourself, Hal Gill, the players who have been in the league a long time, played in some different spots, they come up more often than not.
Oh, yeah.
And so that helps you fill out the grid. And so you got to go 9 for 9. It's like a tic-tac-toe board.
Okay, is that a different way of just saying we're, you know, suitcases and play a bunch of other teams? So.
Well, I mean,
it's a nice way of saying it.
It's a very nice way of saying it.
Yeah, there's a grid.
Yeah, there's a baseball one, too. And I played golf the other day at the Predators Foundation event with Kevin Jarvis, who pitched for 10 different Major League Baseball teams. I was like, I'm coming up with your name a lot on this grid every day.
Yeah, no, there's it's funny how, you know, the league comes full circle. I mean, there's guys on the staff here. Rob Scuderi is on our player development. I played with him in probably 2015 in LA. Obviously, McDonough. Tyson Berry was actually my defense partner and lived with me in Kelowna when he was 15. So this is like 17 years ago.
Goodness.
Yeah, so we played junior together. Gosh. So that's how long we've known each other. And we've been in each other's wedding parties and stuff. So, like, the connections are real small, you know, obviously on the rink and outside of hockey. And
Hal Gill's another one, right?
Yeah.
I remember him walking up to you, I think maybe his first year on the broadcast with us, and wherever you were at the time, maybe Anaheim,
yep.
I think.
Yeah.
But that's a guy you go way back with too, right?
Yeah, I played with him in Philly.
Hal does like to say, I played with so-and-so, because he's well, very well-traveled as well. That comes in handy.
Yeah, no, Hal's one of those guys that you're around, and whether you're around him for 5 minutes, you play with him for 3 years, that's one of those guys that you don't forget, obviously. So lots of Hal Gill stories still get brought up amongst guys in the dressing room, whether you play with him or not. Oh, let me tell you a story about Gill, because they're just some of the most outrageous stories. But to be honest, you know, you can't get enough guys like that as far as characters and, you know, guys that keep things light around the rink. And, hey, Hal's got a cup too, right?
So yeah, he does.
Yeah.
With Scuderi. Oh, yeah.
Over 1,000 games and hell of a career for Big Skillsy, we call him. So.
No question. Before we let you go, too, I was listening to the podcast, Elliot Friedman, who comes on our station throughout the season, but he was congratulating your brother, Braden, to be named the captain for the Blues. But he also said, you guys are potentially like the Manning brothers someday. He's worried you're going to take his job and become broadcasters someday. Is that something you guys are interested in?
I'm absolutely not trying to take Elliot's job at all. No, I mean, you know, it's just, I think it's one of those things. I started in Toronto. Obviously, a ton of media there, and, you know, you go to Philly. But, you know, some guys, you know, when you play in markets like that, media could be sometimes hard, but I always get along great with, you know, everyone you're associated with. At the end of the day, these guys are all, you know, when you're talking about guys like that or your local newspaper, whatever, everyone's a great guy, and obviously they got a job to do and cover. And Elliot, I think he talked to Braden about it one time. Like, Braden was just talking to him after morning skate in Toronto, I think it was a year or two ago, and just hung around in his gear for a while and sort of talking to the media, and Elliot said, oh, you ever thought about doing a Manning's brother thing? Like, you and Luke would be kind of cool with that. And then Brain called and told me, he's like, guess what, Elliot just said that. And we were kind of laughing about it. But no, you know, obviously, you know, he's a great guy, and there's a lot of good people in the industry. And it's Nothing on the horizon for sure.
The Shen cast not going to happen anytime soon.
I think the Shen's got a much less following than the Manning brothers. I don't know how well we would do.
Shen show.
Shen show.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah,
we'll
sounds good. Yeah, we'd have to get some pretty special guests on just to kind of get a couple likes on there. So.
Luke Shen, Predators defenseman, appreciate for joining us. A belated welcome to Nashville, but welcome to Nashville nonetheless.
All right, and just the elephant in the room here for people who don't know, these guys are eating Chick-fil-A on the job. Right here, so they didn't offer me any. So I walked in. They're on a different program than us in training camp.
Luke, so. Appreciate you for joining us.
Sorry, I buried
us.
You guys there.
D-Maze is busted.
Dang it.
Santa D-Maze that was bearing gifts.
All right,
we'll react to what Luke had to say coming up next. Caroline Willie, D-Maze, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.